So we are ready to see the Streaks take on the number one team in the state on a rare Tuesday night game, and the Irish win the tip. Gilfillan, the 5'9 senior, brings it across midcourt. He's the academic all-stater Coach Matthews was talking about in the pregame show. Blumenschein with it down low. Baseline, it goes to Gilfillan, and he swishes a 10-footer from the left side. The Irish strike first at 2-0. Dalton Davis will bring it across midcourt for the Silver Streaks, wearing the road gold tonight. The bright gold with the black trim down the sides. Brandon Thompson on the outside. You know he'll be a mark to the other end. So as Jim talked about in the pregame, already one penetration bucket attempt for the Silver Streaks and a block right off the bat.
Heck of a drive by Davis against a lot of teams, not against these guys.
Pull up by Molinari, misses, and Garrett Williams comes down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. 2-0 Irish just underway, a minute gone here in the first quarter. Chad Thompson right side over to Dalton Davis. Top of the circle, Brandon Thompson tries to work around the screen. Davis has it now on the right high post. Working his way to the top of the circle, left side to Thompson, right in front of that active Notre Dame student section. Davis with it now on the outside. Starts to step inside the arc, throws it behind Garrett Williams and out of bounds. And we go back to Peoria Notre Dame. So a missed shot on a block and a turnover on the Streaks' first two possessions.
Yeah, and first look, you say, well, Dalton threw it away, but I'm not sure that was his fault. He thought Garrett Williams was going to break out, and then Garrett went the other way on him. So just a miscommunication. We can't afford too many of those.
We anticipate it'll be loud down here where we are. Here's a three-pointer by Blumenschein, and he drains it from the top of the circle. Nobody got out anywhere near him to get a hand in his face, and he knocked it down beautifully. 5-0 Irish. Bit of a token full-court pressure by Peoria Notre Dame, and an offensive foul called on Tremaine Carson working his way through the screen against Brett Lane on the other side. That'll be a foul on Tremaine as Brandon Thompson brought it across midcourt, and the second Streaks turnover in their first three possessions.
Yeah, I don't know. Tremaine must have got a hip on him because it looked to me like he just fell down.
I thought so, too.
I think Mike Reynolds was kind of thinking the same thing. He's storming the sidelines just to the left of us. We are courtside here at Peoria Notre Dame.
On the right side, Gilfillan with a bounce down low. He gets it into Blumenschein, posting up past Chad Thompson, up and in from the low blocks.
Well, Blumenschein just used his superior size and just absolutely manhandled Chad Thompson with the body that time.
Thompson across midcourt through the hands of Dalton Davis. Williams saves it in the corner and gets it back out. Brandon Thompson with it now in the center court circle. Works his way to the right elbow. Gets it off to Chad. He'll start the left-hand dribble to the outside. Looks back door. Passes it back out instead to Tremaine Carson, top of the circle. Over to Brandon Thompson. Streaks want to extend the defense, pull the big men away from the basket. Thompson with it now, works down the left side of the lane, found an opening, a block, but a blocking foul called, not on the block, but on David Molinari, who was guarding Brandon Thompson one-on-one. That'll be his first and the first on the Irish. 5:23 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Notre Dame.
Gelsberg hoping the Irish just getting this initial surge out of their system. They've got so much energy. We haven't had a clean look. We can't even get a shot off. Thompson at the free throw line hits the first one, first point for the Silver Streaks, but Notre Dame, they've scouted us. They know that the only way we're going to beat them is to light them up from three-point land, and they're not letting us get anything off here early.
Brandon Thompson makes both, comes in at just under 78% from the free throw line on the season. 7-2, Galesburg down 5, Irish with the ball. Bounce pass in the inlet to Max Biefeld, draws a double team, trying to find some room to maneuver, creates a shot, and he knocks it down with a little right hand up and in. 9-2, Notre Dame by 7. They have been challenged at times this season. Coach Mike Reynolds imploring his team to give them a challenge here. Garrett Williams in the right corner, trying to free up around the screen from Carson. Bounces it through the wickets, out of bounds, back to Notre Dame.
Third Galesburg turnover. Notre Dame showing their whole arsenal right now. I think, three or four different guys have scored. And, they're not content to just be big. That's what impresses me. They really get after it defensively up and down the court.
Plus, if you've got Blumenschein, you can come down and knock out a three-point basket like you did earlier. Yeah. That certainly adds a big offensive weapon that's difficult to guard. Now we've got a baseline, apparently. David Molinari steps on the baseline. That's only the first turnover on the Irish. 4:38 to go, first quarter, 9-2, Peoria Notre Dame by 7. They scored the first 7 points of the game and lead by 7. Davis in the backcourt, working across Gilfillan. Across midcourt. Gets it over to Carson, top of the circle, right side over to Garrett Williams on the elbow. Works his way left. Brandon Thompson briefly got an open look, steps inside the arc and hits a 17-footer. First basket of the game for the Streaks at the 4:19 mark of the first quarter. 9-4, Galesburg down 5. Right side, Gilfillan in the right corner. Baseline drive, pass kicked out, saved along the baseline, tossed into the backcourt, and Notre Dame can't get to it first. Blumenschein thought he got a hand on it and saved it into the front court, but his foot touched the midcourt line, and by the time he went into the backcourt to save it, it went as a turnover.
You know, Brandon Thompson with that last basket, he's got some pretty good numbers, nearly 53% from the field, 40% on three-pointers, and 77% free throws. You don't usually see those lofty numbers together.
Not that consistently across the board, right? And averaging right. Just under 20 points a game. On the outside, Garrett Williams steps inside the arc, cut off, brings it back out. Backdoor cut intended for Davis. He'll dribble it back out to the right wing. Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's an opening. Galton into the left corner for Garrett. A little bit long on the three-pointer. Rebound out to Brandon Thompson. Dribbles it once, puts it up. That gets batted around after the miss. Rebound through the hands of Blumenschein. And Gilfillan picks it up for Peoria Notre Dame. They'll bring it into the front court. Brett Lane with it on the right side. 9-4 Irish lead by 5 with the ball. Now Molinari with it on the outside. Top of the circle, and he threw it behind Blumenschein, who let it go. Thought he had a teammate behind him, so he didn't attempt. He actually pulled his hands back from the pass, and they throw it away.
Marla Clay to my left. Ball went right to Marla.
Streaks down 5, trying to cut a little closer here. 3:15 to go. In this first quarter, just underway, Brandon Thompson outside the free throw line, shoots a three, got it. Brandon Thompson single-handedly keeping the Streaks in the game here in the early going. He has all 7 points. Galesburg down 2, 3 minutes to go, first quarter.
Well, they've taken the hit. I like what's happened here. Within 2 points after that 7-point run by Notre Dame, we haven't gotten blown out yet.
Left side on the wing, now out to the top of the circle. It goes to Gilfillan. Inlet pass to Biefeld. They'll give it over to this other running mate, Blumenschein. Air ball, missed it. Chad Thompson with a rebound. Here come the Streaks with a chance to tie the game, maybe take the lead. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Brandon Thompson at the volleyball line. Garrett Williams back to Brandon in the right corner. Now back out to Garrett. He'll shoot the three again. That one misses left. Rebound scoots into the corner to Gilfillan, who picks it up off the floor. Second rebound for the Irish point guard. Molinari drives into the lane, cut off by the zone. Gets it in right side, now back out to Biefeld. Pump fake, left side over onto the wing. Molinari for three, good. Good ball movement by the Irish. Streaks had a chance to take the lead on the other end of the floor. Now they're down 5, 12-7. A 6-point turnaround. Now Chad Thompson for three, good. Got an open look at it. You may have heard Coach Mike Reynolds right in front of us calling for the timeout. Galesburg down 2, 12-10, 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Just a 30-second timeout. I want to thank our sponsors here on WGIL. One of our sponsors, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Peoria tonight. And you will definitely want to check out this, the Nissan Pathfinder, for 0% financing through the end of the month. Quite a drive, huh, Jim?
Yeah, no question. It's one of those you, the miles just seem to go a little easier when you're in a nice big vehicle like that. And this is a 2011 Pathfinder all-wheel drive. Priced at $29,995, and this one I think is a trade-in. It's only got, I think, about 7,000-8,000 miles on it, so low miles. So if you're interested in that, it's been taking good care of us the last couple of nights. Took the girls' broadcast team over
right.
to Metamora. And, of course, through the end of this month, you've got the 0% on any of the new vehicles at Galesburg Nissan, or at least most of them, including Maxima, Altima, Sentra, Murano, and others.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Galesburg down 2, 12-10. Peoria Notre Dame with the ball coming out of the Streaks timeout. Right side Lane with it. Gives it back behind it to Nate Bell, a 5'10 senior who shoots the three coming out of the timeout. And a flat-footed rebound by Biefeld. Now he'll put the put back up and in. The rebound came right to him, and he just reached up and took it away over the top of the Streaks' smaller players. Galesburg into the front court, down 4. Williams on the left side needs to get it away. Gets it into the left corner. Tremaine Carson. Bounce pass into the lane. Dalton Davis trying to post up. Tremaine out to Garrett. Now right side over to Chad Thompson on the wing. He'll dribble it back out. Gets it to Garrett Williams. At the volleyball spike line, right side it goes over to Brandon Thompson on the right elbow. Trying to work his way left. And Tremaine Carson with a hard screen gets called for the foul. Second time he's been called for an illegal screen. That's 2 of Galesburg's 4 turnovers and the second foul of the game on Carson. Mike Reynolds doesn't agree with the call. With a minute 15 to go in the first quarter, Streaks down 4. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah,
he laid into it.
Yeah, I don't know how you can argue that one. Tremaine extended both arms up high and knocked the man backward. You set a screen, you just cannot be that aggressive. That was right in front of the official. So Streaks have been valiant here. Our ball movement's been really good. I think we're starting to wear Notre Dame down a little bit, but got to avoid those turnovers.
Austin Garnett into the game for the Silver Streaks, replacing Carson, who sits down with a two foul. Sam Fian into the game, passes left side under the baseline. Bell kicks it out right side lane for three, and he airballs it. Weak side rebound to Chad Thompson, his second board of the night. He'll be big on the boards for the Silver Streaks tonight. Galesburg's tallest player at 6'6". Dalton Davis on the outside. Thompson comes out to take the pass with it in the midcourt circle. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Galesburg with the ball down four. Dalton Davis outside the free throw line, knocks down a 17-footer.
Boy, shooting on the move. Dalton doesn't normally do that, but his role has changed tonight without McElmurray, and he's responded well.
14-12, Biefeldt pump fakes. Garrett Williams tries to draw a charge foul. Now he's got it back after the loose ball. Gets it to Blumenschunt. Left side three on the way for Fian, and he knocks it down from the wing. 17-12, Notre Dame by five. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Streaks will attempt to hold for the last shot. The ball scoots off Brandon Thompson's shin. He chases it down. Runner in the lane, rolls it through. Earlier than the Streaks wanted to shoot it, though, 6 seconds to go. Notre Dame into the front court. Lane with it on the right side. Down to 3 seconds. Lane on the outside with one from 25 feet off the back of the rim. That's the end of one. 17-14, Notre Dame by three. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A good quarter. Yeah.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL. An adventure awaits you when Wildlife Prairie State Park opens the gates for the 2011 season on Sunday, February 27th, with a special open house from 10 to 3, which includes free admission, the new adventure store, and family fun activities. Get the details at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The Galesburg boys basketball team will see how they measure up with the number one rated team in the state tonight. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me here on WGIL as the Silver Streaks take on the Irish of Peoria Notre Dame with a broadcast at 7:10.
Thank you, Peoria Notre Dame, where the Silver Streaks trail after one. 17-14 with the ball starting the second quarter. Chad Thompson, right corner, line drive off the back of the rim. Dalton Davis with the rebound, has it poked away. Now he comes up with it. Streaks get another crack at it. Not many offensive rebounds will be had tonight. That's a big one for the Silver Streaks, every one they can get. 17-14, Notre Dame after one, just underway in the second quarter. Thompson at the top of the circle, right side over to Brandon. Looking in the lane, back door to Chad, off his hands, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Streaks. They're going to give this back to Galesburg. Nope, Galesburg will get it back. I thought Notre Dame reached a hand in there and poked it out of bounds, and that's the way the official saw it too. Dalton Davis inbounds from the right of his own basket out to Brandon Thompson. Another crack at it for the Silver Streaks, down three. Garrett Williams inside, now kicks it back out to Chad Thompson. Works his way to the volleyball line. Over into the left corner, Austin Garnett is in for Tremaine Carson, who's on the bench with two fouls. Garrett Williams on the outside, works his way toward the arc, spins left inside the three-point arc, now gets it off to Brandon Thompson. 45 seconds gone, just underway in the second quarter, 17-14 Irish. Thompson in the lane, he got pushed from behind and called for traveling. Coach Mike Reynolds is beside himself with the contact. They caused Brandon to take that extra step, and the Streaks give it back, fifth turnover of the night.
Yeah, that was a pretty awful call. And the official that made it really gave Mike Reynolds the eye over here.
And Coach Mike Reynolds giving it right back, although now he's focusing on his players defensively. Minute gone, second quarter. Left side on the outside, Brett Lane, who launched that three that missed at the end of the first quarter, gets it top of the circle and swish for Sam Fian, who's knocked down 2 3-pointers. Coming off the bench for the Irish, who now lead by 6, 20-14.
Yeah, that's not fair. You're so worried about all these other guys, Biefeldt, Blumenschein, and Molinari, and then some guy lights you up off the bench twice.
He's made both of his 2 3-point basket attempts. Brandon Thompson, top of the circle, working around the screen into the right corner to Austin Garnett. Notre Dame knows about him. He hasn't played a whole lot. They give him a lot of room to shoot if he wants it. Williams has it now, top of the circle. Inside the arc, trying to go backdoor to Brandon. Got there a little bit late. Brandon forces it up anyway. And he and Garnett negate each other on the offensive putback. Blumenschein comes down with it, leading the break at the other end. Shot high off the glass, won't go. Rebound by Biefeldt draws air. And Garnett comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court. Dalton Davis trying to work his way to the inside. Now he'll back away. At the volleyball spike line. Under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Brandon Thompson gets free after an attempted steal, but he comes up short on the shot. Biefeldt with the rebound, and then he gets fouled. Reach in by Brandon after the miss. That's his first. And the third team foul on the Silver Streaks. 5:42 to go in the first half.
The pace of this game has certainly been intense. Both teams getting after it defensively, and some tired players out there. And this works against the Streaks because Irish are a much deeper team on the bench.
Timeout by the Silver Streaks. A full timeout. 5:42 to go. First half. 20-14 Notre Dame. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
5:42 to go in the first half at Peoria Notre Dame High School. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks taking on the number one team in the state, who are getting the better of the Streaks right now. 20-14. The Irish have led by as many as 7 in the first quarter. Streaks have pulled within 2 a couple of times. The trail now by 6, and the Irish have the ball coming out of the Silver Streaks timeout.
Now Coach Reynolds using his timeouts judiciously, especially in this one, to try and get the maximum rest and still keep the team in the game.
On the outside, this is Nate Bell with it. He'll dribble it all the way back out. Now right side, it goes over to Hank Matthews, the coach's son, a 6'2 sophomore, into the game for the first time, and a whistle away from the ball. And we've got somebody pushing off underneath. I think this is going to go against Austin Garnett, as he and Biefeldt were battling for position. That's the first of the game on Garnett. And the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. And now we've got a technical foul called. Brandon Thompson coming over, looking at his coaching staff, saying, what's going on? Now they're going to call Austin Garnett for pushing off on Biefeldt as the two players were getting set up for defensive and offensive position before the inbound. And the official immediately called a foul as the two players were in the middle of the lane, and that'll be two quick ones on Austin Garnett. And the Silver Streaks immediately came over to the coaching staff pleading their case, and Mike Reynolds continues to plead with the officials.
Well, as a player, your coach doesn't want to let a stack happen like that. You want to get a body in between two opponents. They're going to try and lob to Biefeldt with the screen basically in front of him.
On the inbound, Streaks lose Hank Matthews, but then he misses a three-point basket. That was fortunate for the Streaks. It was wide open. Chad Thompson got the rebound. Garrett Williams for 3, left corner, in and out. Rebound to Biefeldt for Peoria Notre Dame. Quick shot by the Silver Streaks that time.
That one rimmed out. Streaks 0 of 5 from the field in the second quarter, trailing by 6.
5 minutes to go, first half. On the outside, this is Bell with it. The senior guarding traffic, trying to get not much offensive movement for the Irish right now. Biefeldt cuts through the lane. They dribble left with him. Now Bell reverses direction. Right side it goes on the outside. Matthews with it. He'll give it right back to Bell. Inside the left arc to the baseline. Fian kicks it back out. Now driving into the lane. Cut off out to Fian. Same spot for 3. This one is short. 2 players for the Irish there for the offensive rebound. Biefeldt with a putback. Rolls off, and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. He'll get a couple of free throws here. And now that's 3 on Austin Garnett. 3 quick fouls and a technical foul called on Mike Reynolds. And the official put his hands on his hips, pauses for a moment before letting Mike Reynolds getting it out. And he continues to work on the other official. He's very upset at the officiating in this game so far.
Well, I think he's probably feeling we're huge underdogs on the road anyway without somebody in our lineup. And now he's not getting any calls. And I think Mike just, did he get a second?
That's
one?
What I'm wondering.
I
he's being pointed to the door. He's standing there saying, I wanted a timeout. I wanted to call a timeout. And he's talking over with the official, who I saw pointing to the door. I didn't hear the whistle blow. They said, oh, there's one of the officials saying, now he's got to go. So apparently he did pick up a second technical foul, and he's out of the game. And what that also means is he will not coach the Moline game on Friday night.
Well, I had no question that he was a good candidate to pick one up, but not a double, and they came from different officials. The lead guy didn't surprise me at all. He's the one that had been eyeing Mike all along from across the court, and I knew he was just waiting for an opportunity. But the other official underneath, that was kind of out of left field. I think he had to realize the situation and not light another one up right after that. I thought that was a poor decision by that official to boot Mike that quickly. I don't think he earned a second one.
So the assistant coaches are now clarifying with the officials. Troy Noble is saying, well, we asked for a timeout. Do we get the timeout? And still a lot of discussion, and now the officials are waving the coaching staff all the way back to the bench, saying, you guys just need to get back into the box. 4:37 to go in the first half. 20-14 is the Notre Dame lead. We've got two foul shots coming up as Biefeldt was fouled going for the basket. So those are the two. Then we've got two technical fouls called on Coach Mike Reynolds. So that'll lead to more free throws and the ball for the Irish. And they are in the bonus. The two technical fouls give Galesburg 8 team fouls now as well, with 4:37 to go in the first half. And Coach Reynolds is out of the game. And as we mentioned a moment ago, under IHSA rules, he cannot coach in the Moline game either. So Biefeldt misses the first free throw.
The official came over and asked the coaching staff, as Biefeldt hits the second one,
he'll
who is
the
head
line.
Coach? And Steve Cheeseman said, that would be me. So Steve's going to have the reins, but I think you're going to see even more input now from coaches Noble and Williams as well.
Biefeldt's third free throw rolls through. This all coming at the 4:37 mark of the second quarter. The brand of officiating. In fact, you heard Coach Mike Reynolds talk about it in the pregame show, that the style of officiating was going to be very important, he felt, in this game tonight. And when it was not going the way he hoped it would, he became very vocal, became very upset at the officials blowing the whistle on his inside men, who are clearly outmanned and outmuscled in both physical size and strength. As Biefeldt now makes 4 in a row, it's a 10-point Notre Dame lead. And the more he pleaded his case, the more the officials watched him, until they finally teed him up once. He pleaded his case further, got a second technical foul, and with 4:37 to go in the first half, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish lead the Silver Streaks 24-14. Their head coach is gone, and the Irish have the ball after 4 out of 6 made at the free throw line by senior Max Biefeldt.
It's been a long time since I've seen one guy toe the line 6 straight times uncontested.
Here's a long 3 on the outside. Sure. Nick Reynolds drains it off the bench. So just like that, the Irish have almost doubled up the Silver Streaks. It's gone from a 6-point lead to a 13-point lead, and we're halfway through the second quarter, 27-14. Austin Garnett stays in the game, playing with 3 fouls. Tremaine Carson on the bench with 2. Garrett Williams at the free throw line, cut off. Over to Brandon Thompson on the baseline. He draws a foul. They're going to call that one on the floor, though, before Brandon got a chance to get the arm up in the act of shooting.
Yeah,
so
you're going to
inbound.
You're going to see Notre Dame get a couple of fouls here. The officials are going to try and justify things a little bit, so they're going to get called for fouls that normally they wouldn't here probably a couple of possessions.
On the inbound, Dalton Davis over to Garrett Williams on the wing. Garrett drives into the lane. He puts it up with the left hand over Blumenschein. The defensive rebound to Blumenschein. Williams had a hand on it briefly. Now driving at the other end. Bell bounces it along the lane out to Feehan for 3 again. He's nailed 3 of them in the first half. 9 points. Irish lead 30-14. 3:35 to go in the first half. Davis works his way left, shovels it over to Garrett Williams on the outside. Garrett drives to the right side. He'll hand off to Brandon Thompson. Had it poked away, scramble for it. Brandon picks it up. Top of the circle, left side, Davis. In the far corner, Chad for 3. Good. That breaks the run by the Irish. It was 17-14 at the end of the quarter at the 3:16 mark. The Streaks finally score in the second quarter, down 30-17. On the outside, this is Matthews with it. Now left side it goes over to Reynolds. Back to Matthews. They swing it all the way around into the right corner to make Bell down low. Position, Blumenstein. Deflected out of bounds by Chad Thompson. The Irish will inbound it under their own basket.
Well, I think the goal here, you got 2:55 to go in the half. You're down 13. Try and get it under 10 before the break. That would be pretty good considering everything that's happened.
That's not the way to do it as they left Bell wide open on the inbound, and then it just circled around and popped out. Brandon Thompson got the rebound. So, again, the Streaks lose their man on the inbound, and again they get lucky that he misses a wide open three. 2:40 to go in the first half. Williams, backdoor cut to Thompson in the lane. Good look to Austin Garnett with a layup. 30-19. Think the Streaks are a little fired up, playing with a big chip on their shoulder right now. They've cut the lead to 11. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the first half.
The bench is about as loud as we've heard it for a long time.
Now foul away from the ball, and they're going to call that on Garnett, I believe. He turns around, throws his arms up into the air, looking at the coaching staff. Got to agree with Garnett a little bit. What's he supposed to do? I mean, the kid's 6'2 in there, going against 6'9. Kid who outweighs him by about 50 pounds. And Garnett goes to the bench with four personal fouls with 2:22 to go in the first half.
His brother Brian would be proud of him for that four-foul effort because, as we said a couple of times this year, Brian could pick up fouls as quickly as anybody. He was a physical kid.
At the free throw, nice spinning free throw by Drew Blumenstein. I'm really impressed by his form. For a big man, he really shoots the ball very nicely.
You know, we've talked a lot about Biefeld. You hear a lot about him, where he's going to college. But there's a lot of schools would love to have this 6'8 Blumenstein, too.
Streaks would love to have him.
Yeah.
Size has been an issue all season long. Chad Thompson rebounds the miss. On the move, Thompson shoots a three, top of the circle. Missed it. Ryan Carl into the game for Garnett gets the offensive rebound. Back out to Garrett Williams for the Silver Streaks. So after the missed three, another offensive rebound gives the Streaks a chance, down 12. Thompson, right side, kicks it over to Davis on the elbow. He'll shoot the three, and in and out. Rebound, Chad, up and rolls off. And the Irish come down with it. Nick Reynolds gets the flat-footed board under the basket. Rebound on the left side, driving in from the baseline. Kick out to Gilfillan for three. That rolls off, and Carl tips it into the hands of Garrett Williams for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Dalton Davis. He had a nice look at it from three, just couldn't get it down. And now a push called as Dalton drives in from the left side. Took it all the way to the basket, but the foul was on the floor prior to that. And that'll be against David Molinari, I believe. And if so, that is his second. On the inbound, Dalton Davis finds Ryan Carl cutting through the lane, up and in with a layup. And the Streaks have cut it to 10 now, 31-21 with under a minute and a half to go in the first half.
Really a gutsy effort here in this first half by the Silver Streaks. They're getting back on defense, taking pretty good care of the ball despite all the adversity.
But not getting out on the outside shot. Nick Reynolds buries another three from the left corner. They have knocked down 3 3-pointers in this second quarter. Believe it or not, that's all of Notre Dame's baskets from the outside as they turn the Streaks over. Down low baseline. Molinari from the right side gets blocked from back. And Dalton Davis with a rebound. Leads it up court for the Silver Streaks. And again, contact that would have been called earlier in the game does not get called for a foul there. And there's a reach foul called on Cody Gilfillan on Brandon Thompson. Nearly 40 feet away from the basket. Just reached in, poked it right out of his hands, and a foul call. But Streaks not in the bonus with 49.7 seconds to go in the first half. They will inbound it. Garrett Williams on the far side baseline. Gets it into Brandon Thompson. Dribbles through traffic in the lane and a reach-in steal. Stolen away by Gilfillan. Leads the break. Handoff down low and a two-handed dunk by Biefeld. They found the extra man. The Irish are back up by 15 now. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Brandon Thompson. Hesitation drive from the left side. Gets blocked. Rebound Gilfillan. Leads the break. Up court through the hands of Matthews and out of bounds. The Irish turn it over.
Well, Notre Dame getting to have a little showtime here tonight on their final home game of the season and taking every opportunity. They've shown us tremendous balance. We had no idea that they could shoot this well coming off the bench, but this looks like a team that's shooting at home. I'm not sure they'll be able to shoot this well in the regional over at Richwoods. At least I hope not.
Garrett Williams in trouble in the backcourt on the full court press. He'll get it over to Brandon Thompson. The Irish back off. 19 seconds to go. Brandon all the way down the lane, up with a right hand and rolls through. And Chad grabbed the net.
He got lucky.
Lucky that it was not called for offensive goaltending. Garrett scrambling out high, trying to create a turnover. Now down right side, Gilfillan lost it, kicks it back out. Here's a three by Lane. Swish. That's the end of the first half. Notre Dame looks every bit the number one team in the state. Their biggest lead of the game at the half, 39-23. When we come back, a look at the first half stats, the individual scoring, and we'll talk it over with the Streaks coaching staff. Galesburg down by 16. It's the Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends February 28th.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More. Come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Rumor has it I'm fussy. Especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer. Missed 72 hours worth of DVR sports and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Back at Peoria Notre Dame High School, where the Silver Streaks trail the number one team in Class 3A, 39-23 at the half. Silver Streaks saw Notre Dame score the first 7 points of the game, got back within two a couple of times. Most recently at 14-12, it was 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, and then things really disintegrated for the Silver Streaks. They gave up a three-point basket that put them down by six, and then at the 4:37 mark of this first half, a third foul of the game on Austin Garnett kind of set off the coaching staff for the Silver Streaks. Coach Mike Reynolds got a double technical foul. It was the third foul of the game on Garnett at the time. He didn't like it. He let the officials know about it, got kicked out of the game. It was part of a 13-0 Notre Dame run. Silver Streaks did get it back within 10. They were down 16, got it back within 10 at 31-29. And then Notre Dame hit a couple of three-pointers again late in the first half and led it by 16 at the end of two. I like the way the Silver Streaks battled. They didn't hang their heads, but boy, this Notre Dame team has a lot of weapons. It's going to make it awfully tough to come back.
Yeah. This particular night, I guess you should never write one off, but... I think coming in here, we thought, well, we just want to stay close, and we did for a while. First quarter hung in there at 17-14, but then the whole foul situation and then the subsequent free throws, and then Notre Dame just got red hot from three-point land, draining 5 three-pointers in that second quarter, and you just don't know who to guard at that point because they're all on fire here on their final night, final home game here for this top-ranked team. So At the break, we've got Notre Dame shooting 52%. They're 13 of 25 from the field, including 8 three-pointers. Silver Streaks are 9 of 23 from the field, just 4 of 14 in the second quarter, 39% for Galesburg. Rebounds, I guess I should have been totaling these up. For Notre Dame, let's see, I've got 9, 10, 11, 12 at the half.
Yep.
And actually, Galesburg a little bit higher than that at 13, so would not have expected that, but also wouldn't have expected all these three-pointers from the Irish. Turnovers, 7 for the Silver Streaks and 4 for the Irish.
8 of 14 from three-point range are the Irish in the first half. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 3 of 9, so not terrible by any means. Irish are 5 of 8 from the free throw line. The Silver Streaks are 2 of 2. They're only 2 free throws from Brandon Thompson. We'll take a break here on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. Irish lead the Silver Streaks 39-23 at the half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It's the simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Try it for just $1.99. Prices and participation may vary.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion, developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake from WGIL. With this reminder that the Knox Galesburg Symphony's next Music Mornings program is Saturday the 26th at 10 a.m. at the library. Music Mornings is a free concert preview for children through fifth grade. It'll be on the guitar with soloist Jordan Mandela Knudsen. Get more information at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Becoming partly cloudy. 26 are low tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 45. Cloudy and a chance of rain before midnight tomorrow night, down to 32. For Thursday, 50% chance more rain, high of 42. Thursday night, snow or rain. Could be several inches of snow after midnight, below 29. Currently, 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Peoria Notre Dame High School, where the Silver Streaks trail 39-23. Let's go courtside. Well, I guess we're already at courtside. Jim Lee is ripped. Steve Cheeseman.
Fair ball. Okay, here we go. And, assistant coach, now head coach Steve Cheeseman. That was an interesting first half.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they played, I thought, awfully well. We tried to do some things. Couldn't overcome a lot of good shooting. Our kids did a lot of good things. We got it. We could get it into single digits, and then they hit a couple threes and got right back to a 16-point lead. What we've got to work on right now is trying to do some of the things that we think can be successful. Stay in the moment, one possession at a time, start with that old proverbial score, nothing, nothing, that kind of thing. See where it takes us. You know, we've got a ball club that we believe in. We've got to come out here in the second half and send a message to our players that we can get some things done.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing. You don't want to have your confidence shattered here. No, have the kids keep strong.
We need to keep battling. Trying to do the things that we've been successful with and make adjustments and make it happen and chip away here one possession at a time.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us at halftime, giving us some insight from the Streaks locker room, and especially under the circumstances tonight with, as Jim said, Coach Cheeseman no longer the assistant coach but the head coach with the ejection of Coach Mike Reynolds in the first half. For the Irish of Peoria Notre Dame, Max Biefeldt leads a very balanced scoring attack with 10 in the first half. Sam Feehan off the bench with 3 three-pointers for 9. Drew Blumenschein and Nick Reynolds each have 6. David Molinari and Brett Lane have three. Cody Gill fill in with two. Hank Matthews and staff for the Irish. For the Silver Streaks, Brandon Thompson leads all scorers with 11. Chad Thompson has six. Austin Garnett, Dalton Davis, and Ryan Carl each with two. Tremaine Carson and Garrett Williams have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who trail 39-23 at the half. I have to believe that they left Austin Garnett into the game because they felt it was more important that he did battle, and if anybody picked up the fouls in the first half, it was him, so they could keep Tremaine Carson into the game for as long as they could in the second half. I'm guessing that's why you leave Garnett out there long enough to pick up four fouls in the second quarter.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't lose both of them before this game is over. The one official that was the calmer one of the crew that didn't issue any tees came over to Steve Cheeseman when I was there and said, in that first half, the stacking on the lane, he said we have to give the position to the first guy there. And that's where the Galesburg players were trying, especially Garnett, trying to cut in there and sandwich, as coaches tell you to do. Garnett was doing exactly what any coach would tell you to do, but these officials weren't going to let him break in there, and that's where they got the foul on him, and then obviously the technical later on Coach Reynolds.
Well, you can't just let the guys do whatever they want on the floor.
No.
And I can certainly understand why the coaches would be upset about that. All right, the Irish have the ball to begin the third quarter, leading the Silver Streaks 39-23. On the outside, this is Lane with it. Gets it into Biefeld on the outside. Draws nearly a triple team by the Silver Streaks. There were two defenders there, and Williams was lurking, waiting to help out if he needed it. But now Biefeld in the lane just shoots over everybody and scores. Biggest lead of the night now for the Irish at 41-23. Just underway in the third quarter. Sophomores lost tonight 59-42. The varsity trails by 18 early in the third quarter. Chad Thompson on the outside gets it over to Brandon Thompson. Leading scorer in the first half with 11 for both teams. Biefeld now the leading scorer in the game with 12. Brandon driving in from the right side, pulls up from 17 feet, missed it, long rebound out to Lane for the Irish. Into the front court, bounce pass, Molinari drives, cuts off, kicks it out. Gilfillan passes up to three. Now he'll give it right side and a skip pass left side over to Lane right in front of the Notre Dame student section. Has it back now. Thought about the three. Streaks giving him a lot of room. They get out to Molinari instead. Wide open for three. He missed it. And a good reaching long rebound to Brandon Thompson for the Silver Streaks. Up court to Garrett Williams. Skip pass right side over to Dalton Davis. He drives into the lane. Skips it out to Garrett. Good ball moving out to Chad Thompson on the outside. And he'll back away and reset the offense. 6:20 to go. Third quarter. Silver Streaks trail by 18. Tremaine Carson with the dribble on the outside over to Dalton Davis. Tries to work around the screen. Stops at the free throw line out to Chad Thompson. He'll shoot just inside the volleyball line. Hits it off the front of the rim. And Biefeld with his fourth rebound for Notre Dame. Into the front court quickly. Blumenschein skips it back out. The look into the left corner. Molinari drives. Cut off on the baseline. Skips it out to Gilfillan. Now Molinari has it back right corner for three. Missed it. And Brandon Thompson with a rebound on the weak side. Up court quickly to Chad Thompson. Up with the left hand and good. Streaks led the break very well that time. They trail by 16, 41-25.
And Notre Dame, as they've done all night, they get it back up the court in a hurry. Again, a lot of times you'll see teams, a couple 6'8 kids will slowly bring it up, but they are not content to do that, and I think that's part of what makes them so good because they've got good, quick guards to go along with their big post people.
Down low, working through, a nice job by Biefeld. There were three players around him, and he just kept moving with the pivot foot planted and found a way to get the shot up and in of the low blocks. He has 14 in the game, 43-25, Notre Dame by 18. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carson to Dalton Davis between the circles. Works to the left against Gilfillan. Now gets it over to Brandon Thompson on the elbow. Stops, kicks it over right side to Garrett Williams. Fakes left, drives right, looks Dalton Davis back door. Now steps back for the 18-footer. Missed it. Biefeld with the rebound for the Irish. Trying to go up 20 now. Leading the Silver Streaks is a drive by Molinari and a blocking foul called on Tremaine Carson. That'll be number three of the game on Tremaine. And that'll be a couple of free throws for David Molinari.
Allen, shooters go through slumps, and really since the Quincy game when Garrett Williams went 4-for-4 and was so key in that win at home, he shot the ball well for the last couple of weeks.
First free throw up and in for Molinari. Son of Western Illinois University head coach Jim Molinari, who used to coach at Bradley. 4:46 to go, third quarter. Molinari gets a second one.
And he was at Peoria Christian last year and at Notre Dame this year, and there's been a lot of discussion in the Peoria area because five or six players changed schools this year, and they just feel like that's something they're going to have to nip in the bud over here because some of them obviously switched to make basketball teams better in one part of town.
Well, and especially when one of them is a private school and can recruit.
And, of course, Woodruff dissolving. That left a pool of players free to go to either Central or Manual.
Backdoor cut. Tremaine trying to find Garrett. He gets it back after the deflection. Now Chad Thompson low blocks. Baby hook with the right hand. Missed it. Rebound. Put back. Good. Chad Thompson doing some nice battling on the low blocks for the Silver Streaks. He has five rebounds. Ellsberg down 18. In the lane, Biefeld throws it up toward the basket, and he draws contact against the Silver Streaks. There was a double team there, and they're going to whistle Dalton Davis for that one, his first. And Biefeld to the line, where he's 4 of 6 tonight. 14 points on the game. 4:06 to go, third quarter. 18-point Notre Dame lead. Biefeld at the line, dribbles it three times with the right hand, puts it up and off the back of the rim.
Yeah, both Biefeld and Blumenschein at 6'8", and they're both real rugged-looking kids, and they look like they could be in college right now. They'll get a little bit stronger, and whenever Blumenschein ends up, he'll get some things done. Especially, boy, if you could take a Knox or a Monmouth, they'd love to have a 6'8 player like Blumenschein come in.
Biefeld makes the back end of the two free throws. 19-point Notre Dame lead midway through the third quarter, 46-27. Brandon Thompson across midcourt, thanks to a screen from Tremaine Carson, who tried to draw a foul. Flopped down. Now Dalton Davis pulls up from the left baseline. Tremaine with the offensive rebound. It gets hammered from the backside by Biefeld. Loose ball picked up by Gilfillan, who leads the break for Notre Dame. Now poked away, chased down. Brandon Thompson scrambling for it into the backcourt. Three players on the floor, and Notre Dame gets it away to Molinari. Driving in from the right side, draws contact, and throws it over the head of Lane out of bounds on the skip pass.
And Molinari can't believe that Dalton Davis didn't get a foul on that. He's probably got a good beef. He got hit pretty good. He's let that one fly clear into the crowd. You know, Brandon Thompson must have got hit in the face. He's kind of nursing his lower lip right now.
Streaks with the ball down 19. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Davis will walk it across midcourt, changes his hand with the left hand, down the left side, reverses back to Brandon. Now he'll start the dribble, working to the top of the circle. Backdoor cut is cut off. They get it out to Dalton for three. Left wing missed it. There's Biefeld with another rebound. Six in the game, three in this quarter. Leading the break, Molinari down the lane, up and in. 48-27, biggest lead of the night now for Peoria Notre Dame. Chad Thompson, baseline, scoops it. Blocked by Biefeld. Loose ball picked up by Garrett Williams. Now back out to Brandon Thompson. Chad's been much more aggressive, but he's had a couple of his shots blocked here in the third quarter. Williams down the right side of the lane. Throws it up on the run. That won't go. There's Biefeld with another rebound. He had three at the half. He has seven in the game now, and leading the break at the other end, Blumenschein with a transition basket. It's 50-27. Timeout called by the Streaks. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down 50-27. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends February 28th.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team plays for the sectional title Thursday night. They'll take on the Richwoods Knights. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action around 7:06 on WGIL.
Back at Peoria Notre Dame High School, 2:35 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks coming out of a full timeout, trailing by 23, 50-27, down to the number one team in Class 3A. The Streaks could play these guys again for the regional championship next Friday night. Tremaine Carson misses a runner. and the rebound to Nate Bell, his first board of the night. Streaks can't get anything down. Not a bad look by Tremaine. He just couldn't knock down the open shot. On the outside, Biefeldt pump fake with the three. The Notre Dame fans, or the student section, was egging him on. Now he does shoot the three and drains it. Eight in the quarter for Max Biefeldt, 18 for the game. It's a 26-point lead, 53-27. The Streaks have been outscored 14-4 in the second half. Brandon Thompson to Dalton Davis. There's an opening toward the basket. They shoot the three instead. Brandon knocks down the line drive three, his first basket of the second half. 53-30, Brandon with 14 in the game. A minute 40 to go, third quarter. On the outside, now left corner it goes. Bell kicks it back out. They swing it around. Biefeldt's going to shoot it again, and he drains it again. Well, when he don't get out and get a hand in his face at least, he can knock him down from the outside. 11 in the quarter, 21 for the game, 26-point Notre Dame lead. Garrett Williams at the free throw line, cut off. Over to Dalton Davis to answer. That one's off the front of the rim. Biefeldt with a rebound. He has eight on the game now. He had only three at the half. On the drive on the other end. And Molinari gets the shot to hang on the rim and drop through. They are having some fun on their last home game of the season. Chad Thompson, right corner three. That one comes up well short. Tremaine with a rebound. He missed it. Biefeldt with another rebound. And if the Streaks are going to go with a quick shot as they get a turnover, Brandon Thompson misses the three. There's Biefeldt with a double-double now. He's got his 10th rebound. Two-on-one break at the other end. Molinari up and in. And a foul on Garrett Williams. Could be a three-point play. They've doubled up the Silver Streaks again at 60-30 with 44 seconds to go in the third quarter.
They've hit 10 of 12 from the field in this third quarter. They can just do no wrong here tonight. Let's see, what, two more three-pointers, both of those from Biefeldt, so 10 of those for the game. And they look every bit the number one team in 3A in the state right now.
And with 44 seconds to go in the third quarter, if this score stays at this margin, as Molinari makes the free throw, it'll be a 31-point margin in the fourth quarter, which will be continuous clock. And at this point, the Streaks may welcome that, just to get out of here. For the much more important game of the Moline Maroons coming up on the road on Friday night. That one won't really be a whole lot easier. Dalton Davis to Chad Thompson. Double team. Backdoor cut to Brandon Thompson. Skip pass right side into the corner. Garrett Williams cut off. Now Dalton Davis on the right elbow. Dribbles around the screen. Hesitation drive out to Chad. Thought about the three. Now puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles a couple of times. Gets cut off. Needs to get it away. It's poked away from behind. Chad picks up the loose ball. Keeps the dribble. Now left corner for three.
That'll keep the clock from running.
28-point Notre Dame lead. They can score quickly, though. Right side into the corner. Now out to the free throw line. Biefeldt back steps. Shoots
sure.
And scores.
Of course.
At the buzzer. That's the end of the quarter. 63-33 Notre Dame. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Now during the Menard Day Sale, it's a fantastic time to update your home with beautiful new flooring. All attach pad carpet is on sale. Choose from a great selection from top brands, including Citation. Choose from three colors of Spring Valley or two colors of Bridgeport plush carpet. Now just $1.39 each per square foot. Stop in today and check out the great deals on attached pad carpet, all on sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen, bid, and you could come away with a steal during the WGIL radio auction. Check out the growing list of items that will be up for bid at WGIL.com.
It's been ugly tonight for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Trailing Peoria Notre Dame 63-33 heading into the fourth quarter. The Streaks got up 17 shots by my count in the third quarter and made only four of them. By contrast, Notre Dame was 9 of 12 and they extended a 16-point halftime lead to 30 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. 63-33, Irish on top. Streaks have the ball. Williams, Davis, both Thompsons, and Austin Garnett for the Silver Streaks. Well, at what point do you take the starters out and let some of the other players get some action and make sure nobody comes up with a freak injury or anything here at the end of the game with certainly two more very important games to play in the season? Brandon Thompson on the outside. Drives in, draws contact, shot rolls off, but he gets a chance at a couple of free throws here.
Well, I don't see it being continuous clock.
Does it have to get over 30? 30 is not continuous clock. Once it gets to 31, then maybe that's the difference. I thought once you got to 30, that was it.
Yeah.
Thompson misses the first free throw. Only the third free throw attempted by the Silver Streaks tonight. Second one up and rolls through.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. For us to be successful, we have to get to the free throw line.
63-34, Galesburg down 29. No look pass on the outside, almost through the hands of Fee, and he saves it, gets it in to Reynolds, driving through the lane. Now on the outside, nearly lost out of bounds, and Notre Dame saves it under the basket to the Silver Streaks. Brandon Thompson in the backcourt. Here comes the defense by Bell. Drawing a double team, Brandon needs help. Has it slapped away and stolen away by Bell. Leads the break to the other end. Pump fake under the basket. Matthews brings it back out. Down the lane, Blumenschein missed it. Offensive rebound. That rolls off. Chad Thompson with a rebound for Galesburg. Blumenschein got two point-blank shots at it under the basket, and he missed them both. 29-point Notre Dame lead, under 7 minutes to go in the game. Williams hands off to Davis between the circles. Tried to drive down the left side of the lane, kicks it out. Garnett, 15-footer, swish.
Well, Notre Dame took out Biefeldt. No telling how many points he would have had as hot as he was when he sat down.
13 in the third quarter, 23 for the game. Now Blumenschein gets called for traveling. Got it down along the low blocks. Well, you shouldn't have said anything, Jim. They're sending him back in. Way to go. Thanks a lot. 6:35 to go in the game.
I would guess you'll see him for a few more minutes. It is their final home game, so they
got to get the ovation when they send him to the bench for the last time.
I think they got to be pretty comfortable with this lead at this point.
It's a 27-point margin for the number one team in Class 3A, looking to go 26-0 on the season. The Silver Streaks came in at 23-5. But outmanned and shorthanded to begin with. Here's a turnover by Galesburg. Slapped away, leading the break, up and in for Nick Reynolds. A steal by Sam Feehan, and they played the nice two-on-one game. 29-point Irish lead. Davis at the top of the circle. Chad Thompson at the volleyball line. Starts his dribble, trying to work his way into the left corner. Does get there, still with the dribble, brings it back out, gets it off to Garrett Williams, bounces off his chest, keeps the dribble, loses it on the floor, scramble for it. Four players there. Brandon Thompson had a hand on it, then he loses it out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over.
Now, you can tell we're tired. A lot of standing around that possession, and that's not Streaks basketball this year. We're usually in motion all the time, but the ball got in the corner, and everybody was just taking a rest.
Davis guarding Gilfill into the backcourt. Now he gets it across to Reynolds. Down low it goes to Biefeldt. Backs up and gets it up and in off the glass. He was caught under the basket, then just bullied his way backwards with a step back. Got just enough room to put it up in and off the glass, and he has 25 now.
You know, he's playing with his right wrist heavily taped, too.
Brandon Thompson leans in from the baseline. The ball skips in and out. And he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws here. Cody Gilfill in with the foul, his second. And with 5:19 to go in the game, you're right, Jim, still no continuous clock with a 31-point Notre Dame lead, so it looks like we'll play this one out to the end as a regular game. Thompson's first free throw is good. 37-37. It's like Notre Dame starting to send in. Well, they're not going to pull him out just yet. Feehan checks out. Gilfillan checks out. Biefeldt stays on the floor for the time being. Both coaching staffs may be waiting for the other one to wave the flag and send in the reserves. Thompson makes both free throws, 67-38. Notre Dame on top, and now Coach Steve Cheeseman does so for the Silver Streaks. Four fresh faces ready to check in as Molinari drives baseline, puts it up and in. 69-38. Molinari with 9 points in the third quarter, two here in the fourth quarter. He had only three at halftime, so he's built up his score now. Dalton Davis in penetration. Gets it over to Tremaine Carson. Misses the right-handed shot. Biefeldt bats the rebound around. Davis gets a hand on it from the backside, but last touched it, knocking it out of bounds.
And the starters, who have got to be exhausted, will mostly sit down. Looks like we will leave.
I'm guessing Carson will sit. Nope, yep, you're right. Five fresh faces for the Silver Streaks into the game. with 4:48 to go and a 69-38 Peoria Notre Dame lead. Now at one point will Coach Eddie Matthews take his reserves out. He has taken Biefeld out of the game now. This is Reynolds with it, the sophomore on the drive, working against Stefan Simic for the Silver Streaks, and Reynolds puts it up and in off the glass over Simic, 71-38. Notre Dame in command, scored the first 7 points of the game. Streaks got within two on a couple of occasions, but the game got out of hand in the second quarter, and the Streaks had not been able to make a run at all. In the lane, Ryan Carl fouled from the backside. That'll be against Reynolds.
I've got Notre Dame 15 of 19 in the second half. They just aren't missing much of anything.
And 4 of 5 from the free throw line as well, so they're not missing from there either. Chad Johnson lofts a three from the left corner and airballs it. Blake Rayford on the weak side with the rebound. 71-38. Still 4 minutes to go in the game. Down the lane, up with the right hand and off the back of the rim for Brett Lane. He'll draw a foul and a chance at a couple of free throws.
They've really got some aggressive kids. You know, we talked about the big three coming in, but boy, this Lane, as he charged to the basket there, I've been real impressed with Bell. Very feisty point guard that just never gives up. And they bring some real good players off the bench as well.
Free throw up and rolling through. Lane's shot touched almost every part of the rim before it finally circled around and dropped through. 72-39, Notre Dame on top. Sophomores for the Silver Streaks also lost tonight, 59-42. Second free throw by Lane. Swish. He has 5 points on the night, 73-39. Notre Dame in command, trying to double up the Silver Streaks here late, under 4 minutes to go in the game. Lamont Ross on the dribble. Ryan Carl sets a screen out high, reverses directions back to Carl on the outside, steps behind the three-point arc, gives it over to Ross at the volleyball line. Working his way right over to Chad Johnson. Garnett and Simic into the game for the Silver Streaks. At the top of the circle, Carr. Looking back door to Garnett, gives it off to Simic instead. The pull-up jumper inside the free throw line rolls off. Carl got a hand on the rebound, had it knocked out of his hands, and Reynolds takes it away for Peoria Notre Dame.
Rebound and turnover or just rebound?
That's how I'm counting it. Rebound is turnover and a foul at the other end. Second one of the game on Carl as he got a lot of the body on Blake Rayford cutting into the basket. That'll be two quick ones on Ryan Carl.
These Irish have nothing but a week's rest ahead of them. I mean, some practice, obviously, but no games.
Unusual not to have a game on a Friday night at the end of the season. Rayford makes the first free throw. 74-39, Notre Dame with 3:26 to go in the game. Think they'll be ready for Dunlap next week?
I think Dunlap may be better advised to just start their vacation a little early.
Sacrifice the home game, did Dunlap.
Yeah.
Second free throw for Rayford, good as well.
Guys might want to sign up for the school play on the last minute.
School musical taking place at the same time. Dunlap was concerned about crowds and parking as Ryan Carl misses a three-pointer. Fian with a rebound. So they gave up the regional instead of doing anything with the play. Reynolds hits a three, and everything falling tonight for Peoria Notre Dame.
Defies the law of averages here tonight. They just can't miss. Doesn't matter who shoots it.
78-39. They've doubled up the Silver Streak. Garnett top of the circle. And that's got the student section alive with guys coming off the bench getting involved in the scoring. Simic for three from the left wing. No. And Notre Dame with another rebound. Nate Bell comes down with the deflection. Notre Dame into the front court. Driving through the lane. Skip pass right side into the corner. Fian hits another three. He's 4 for 4 from three-point range tonight. It's 81-38.
I don't know that I've ever seen a team quite this unconscious.
Well, let's hope they're not next week. Silver Streaks will have their hands full just trying to get past Peoria Richwitz on their home floor next Wednesday night. We know, regardless of the night's record, that is going to be a difficult game. And that's who the Silver Streaks will have to get past in order to get to Notre Dame next Friday night. 7:20 to go in this one.
17 of 21 in the second half for Notre Dame. 17 of 21, and a lot of them have been well be outside of the lane.
Right side, Ross trying to get it over to Jake Innes, who's come into the game. It was deflected out of bounds by the Irish. 2:14 to go in the game. Well, a lot of people are going to look at this one with the streaks of 23-5 and think, well, they must not have played anybody.
Yeah.
If they're losing by 43 here tonight, we know that's not the case. But a good crowd here with Notre Dame tonight. Final home game of the season, certainly a big part of that, but probably curious to see this Silver Streaks team that's won 23 games, had a 15-game winning streak earlier in the season. And I'm sure they're wondering just exactly how that happened. Simic from three-point range again missed it. Leading the break into the front court. Streaks, meanwhile, are ice cold. Just haven't made many baskets tonight. That's certainly not the story of the game, but it hasn't helped. 95 seconds to play in the game. 81-38, the number one team in the state, demolishing the Silver Streaks, who likely will fall out of the rankings in the final poll of the regular season next week. Down the right side of the lane. Now it skips into the left corner, and a three on the way for Anton Morris, a sophomore off the bench late, and he drains it. 1:10 to go in the game. Ross driving in from the right side, scoops it up off the bottom of the rim. Rebound Notre Dame. Nick Bell with the rebound.
Well, I don't know who's going to shoot, but I'll bet they make it.
At the top of the circle, this is Morris with it again. He'll give it off right side over to Blake Rayford. The sophomore drives, shovels it over into the left corner. They pass up the three. Out it goes to Ian Feinstein. Hey, that shot rolls off. Jake Innes gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Well, at least at the end of our bench, getting some quality minutes. They don't usually get to play very long, but they've had better part of 5 minutes in this one tonight.
Simic is determined to score, isn't he? Drives it in from the right wing. The shot is too strong off the glass, but a foul call will be against Ian Furlman for Peoria Notre Dame, and Stefan will go to the free throw line. He scored only 7 points all season. He'd like to get a couple here with 35 seconds to go in the game. And you know this team, it's human nature, obviously, but these kids want to be out there when the game matters, or certainly not when they're down by 45 points. They would certainly like to have some quality time under different circumstances. Simic misses the shot. Ryan Higgins gets the rebound for Peoria Notre Dame, and we're coming to the end of this one. Mercifully for the Silver Streaks, who get a turnover. Leading the break at the other end, Morling under the right side of the basket, lost control of it out of bounds. 22 and a half seconds to play in the game. 84-39, Peoria Notre Dame. They have outscored the Silver Streaks on the sophomore and varsity levels here tonight, 143-81. Down to the final 14 seconds, and Rayford puts the ball on his hip, now dribbles a couple of times, and the Streaks will let him dribble it out. In a game in which the head coach for the Silver Streaks got removed from the game with two technical fouls, and the Streaks never were even so much as tied in the game. 84-39 the final. The number one team in the state remains undefeated at 26-0. The Silver Streaks fall to 23-6. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business.
by Spudos Donuts and More. Come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
I venture out for groceries and a few personal items a couple times a month. I'm in a wheelchair, but getting around isn't the problem. It's juggling all my stuff that gets me flustered. So I bring my daughter along. She carries my groceries and my other purchases.
Using Handy Van, a personal care attendant is allowed to accompany you for free. This person can assist you with mobility devices, support devices, and personal items. Monday through Saturday, Handy Van is on the go for you.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL with this reminder. Western Illinois Home Health Care of Monmouth offers another blood pressure screening clinic on the 23rd at the Strom Center in Monmouth. It's free and administered by registered nurses. It runs from 10:30 to 11:30. Find more information on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Becoming partly cloudy. 26 are low tonight, cloudy tomorrow, a high of 45. Cloudy and a chance of rain before midnight tomorrow night, down to 32. For Thursday, 50% chance more rain, high of 42. Thursday night, snow or rain. Could be several inches of snow after midnight, below 29. Currently, 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It was ugly, to say the least, here tonight for the Silver Streaks. Peoria Notre Dame dominates Galesburg 84-39, and they looked every bit the number one team in the state, but the Silver Streaks helped them out tonight as well, Jim. Defensively, we're going to find out that Notre Dame shot a tremendous percentage tonight, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact the Silver Streaks kind of gave them some open shots here tonight, and as the game went on, it just got worse, and those shots got more and more open as the game went along.
Yeah, one pretty good quarter of basketball tonight, and even that, we got down 7-0 and had to scramble back in, only down 3 at the break. But then early in that second quarter, the double technical, the dismissal of Coach Reynolds, free throws, and then the three-point parade started for Notre Dame, and the Irish were off and running to a blow. Notre Dame hits 31 of 48 from the field, 65%. They just, second half, they just couldn't miss. Meanwhile, Galesburg, they couldn't hardly make one of the second half. Streaks, just 5 of 27 in the second half, 14 for 50 for the game, 28% shooting. Rebounding totals, unofficially Notre Dame, I've got for 30 on the night, Galesburg for 22. And turnovers, 11 for the Silver Streaks and 9 for Notre Dame, but The rebounds, turnover stats really don't matter a whole lot. That shooting statistic is the whopper. Outshot 65% to 28%. And the Irish go into the postseason as the number one rated team in 3A for a reason, as we found out tonight.
Other shooting statistics, three-point range. No surprise, shooting with that percentage, that they were 13 of 21 from three-point range. Now, when you got two 6'9 guys who are starting and good 6'9 guys, and then you knock down 13 three-pointers on top of it, and those 6'9 guys hit three of those 13-pointers.
It's not fair.
It really
it's not fair.
So 13 of 21 from three-point range. Galesburg was 5 of 19, and they outshot the Streaks at the free throw line, 13 of 17 to only 6 of 8 for Galesburg. Scoring in this game, four players in double figures for the Irish. Max Biefeldt, the all-everything for the Irish, with 25 tonight, finished with a double-double with 10 rebounds as well. David Molinari had 14, 11 of those in the second half. Nick Reynolds had 13 off the bench. Sam Feehan had 12 off the bench. He was 4 of 4 from three-point range. Drew Blumenschein finished with 8. Brett Lane had 5. Cody Gilfillan and Blake Rayford each with 2. Anton Morris hit a three-pointer in the fourth quarter for his only points. Everybody played for Peoria Notre Dame, but they had 5 players who did not score tonight. For the Silver Streaks, who, as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, were without Ryan McElmurray tonight because of a disciplinary issue. So lots played for them as well, and certainly not nearly the same results, although Galesburg still did get two players in double figures. Brandon Thompson finished with 17. Chad Thompson had 13, 7 of those in the third quarter. And then obviously a big drop-off offensively when you score only 39 points and two guys have 30 of them. Austin Garnett off the bench with 4. Dalton Davis had 2. And Stefan Simic had 1. Ryan Carl off the bench also with 2. Everybody else played. Seth Morling, Jake Innes, Lamont Ross, Chad Johnson, Garrett Williams started but didn't score, had 3 rebounds. Tremaine Carson started, did not score, had 3 rebounds. And the Silver Streaks fall tonight 84-39. Galesburg now 23-6 on the season. Peoria Notre Dame 26-0. As Jim mentioned, they're done for the regular season. They'll play Dunlap next week in their regional opener. Galesburg has one more in the regular season, battling Moline at Wharton Fieldhouse Friday night. They'll have to do it without head coach Mike Reynolds, who got 2 technical fouls in this game and left the game with 4:37 to go in the first half. So big uphill battle for the Silver Streaks to try to work their way into the upper half of the Western Big Six, with a victory on the road on the Maroons senior night coming up on Friday night. So as if playing on the road against Moline isn't difficult enough on their senior night, they got to do it with some extenuating circumstances. Coach Mike Reynolds is headed this way now, and let's go ahead and turn things over. Jim Lee will get a word with the head coach and find out his thoughts on tonight's game. Jim?
All right, well, Coach, in a game like this, when you're shown the door in the second quarter, way of monitoring what's going on out here, a little bird tell you what's going on?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to find out by the floor that we got out tough here tonight, and we're a better basketball team than that, and you know, we gotta figure out a way to stay together and play as seniors, and we like our guys. We're gonna be okay. We'll get Ryan back in the mix here the next couple of days, and I know our guys will be ready to play at Moline.
You know, you weathered that 7-0 storm early. Looked like they wanted to run away with it. At the end of the first quarter, I thought the game had settled in a little bit, and I think maybe you did too. And such battle under the basket there, especially when guys were lining up for that inbounds pass. That's kind of what triggered the whole controversy, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple of different interpretations of the rules, and we came in knowing that was that a particular officiating crew's interpretation of the rule, and we don't agree with it, and I don't know if that started anything. I think they didn't like us questioning their interpretation of it, and we did it in a respectful manner. I told our kids to say, sir, I would like to have our spot, and you know, it is what it is, and that's the first technical I've ever got for not saying anything, so that's pretty good. I'm adding to my total.
Well, to kind of give the listeners an idea of what we were talking about, they were trying to stack up in the middle of the lane on an inbounds, and I know my high school coach always said, you do whatever you have to do. You don't let the other team stack. And I think Austin Garnett was doing as he was coached, right?
Absolutely. You know, you got to get in. I mean, they score 10 or 12 points a game on that. And matter of fact, I was, you know, at some points of it, you know, Max, who's a really good player, you know, puts his hand on it on his teammate's hips in front of him and moves the stack wherever he feels like. Well, you know, that's not legal, you know, and it's one of those plays that's a judgment call, and you look like the aggressive team, and because you're trying to get in there. Well, you're trying to get in there because that's the way what you need to do to win the game, and a frustrating night.
Obviously giving away a lot of size inside. You knew that coming in. Rebounding, I thought we held our own. The rebounding differential wasn't that big, but they shot 65% for the game, and, I mean, it just seemed like whoever touched it from three-point land, they were awesome shooting the ball.
I'm not sure how many they made, but I know on the season they're right at 30%, and we were able to do it. You know, we're gonna have an intense couple days of practice and get our mojo back a little bit and we'll be ready to go next week.
Of course, with the ejection tonight, you won't be able to be on the sidelines for the Moline game. How does that affect your planning the next couple of days?
Well, I don't think it affects it much. You know, I just, you know, ask the kids in the locker room do they need me to stand up and call our zone offense? I mean, really? I mean, they're seniors. They've been playing 3 years. They know exactly what we're going to call. And guess what? They still know Lindauer can play, and he can score. And Ryan will be back to guard him. And it'll be fine. Those guys are competitive kids, and they deserve the chance to play and get second place in the Big Six. And you know, the way to do that is to go on Moline's home floor and beat them on Friday. And maybe there's a – maybe we'll end up getting the last laugh in the whole deal.
Well, and of course you know, we were saying on the way over, we want to make sure Notre Dame's overconfident if we get to play them a week from Friday. So maybe our plan has worked here.
Well, we like guys. You know, we've said it all year long. And I'm sure that when I watch the film when I get home, I won't like the way they competed here at the end. But we like our guys, and then we know we can get them redirected and refocused. And we'll be just fine.
All right. You ran into a great team on their senior night. Coach, we'll load it up and talk to you again Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Of the Silver Streaks after Galesburg falls tonight by a final of 84-39. Take a break here on the post-game show. More to come from Peoria Notre Dame High School after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends February 28th.
I can see your 86-inch plasma TV. I can hear your surround sound and your subwoofers. And I can even imagine you sitting on your sectional sofa, admiring your rare indoor waterfall. But when there's a game on at your house, I can assure you all your friends will be watching it at my house. Because sometimes it's not the size of the TV that determines the party, but rather the plethora of McNuggets.
Right now, you can get 20 crispy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
84-39. Galesburg falls to number one game on the Irish's final home game of the regular season. They looked every bit the number one team in the state tonight, improving to 26-0. Our final order of business tonight is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Jim Lee, I guess really not much suspense to this one here tonight.
No, I think we just take a pass on that one tonight, as we've said a few times over the years. Keep a little integrity in the award. It would be pretty tough to
give anybody kudos tonight. Not that there wasn't. I thought there was some pretty good effort out there. I thought I thought Dalton Davis handled the ball pretty well, put into point guard duty in the absence of Ryan McElmurray. And, Brandon Thompson hit some points early and kept us in it. But all in all, not really. There was no crunch time in the game and didn't really feel like anybody had any sort of a special night at all. And so I think we'll just take a pass on it this time around and pick one out on Friday night when we go to Moline.
Once again, Brandon Thompson was the leading scorer for the Silver Streaks with 17 tonight. Chad Thompson, the only other player in double figures with 13. 84-39 the final. Notre Dame defeats the Silver Streaks. We fall to 23-6 on the season. Notre Dame 26-0. Sophomores lost tonight 59-42. Good luck to the Galesburg girls who battle the Lady Knights of Peoria Richwoods coming up on Thursday night here on WGIL. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with the action for you from Metamora at 7:06 for the pregame show and the sectional championship game. And good luck to Coach Evan Massey and the Silver Streak girls. We'll have it for you here Thursday. Galesburg boys back in action wrapping up their regular season night at Moline. Our thanks to Devlin, our broadcast engineer. Our thanks to you as well for Silver Streaks boys basketball. For Nick, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night from Peoria.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.